Jesus. A charge to keep I have. A God to glorify. An ever-dying soul to save. And fit it for the skies. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Fill me. Use me. Breathe on me. That the words of my mouth breathe. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 37, verse 17. Then King Zedekiah sent for him and had him brought to the palace, where he asked him privately, "Is there any word from the Lord? Is there any word from the Lord?" You may be seated. Living as we are in an informative, intensive society, the air is full of words. There are words set to music by skillful and, well, not so skillful songwriters. There are words that find their setting on the printed pages of books, magazines, and newspapers. There are words of political persuasion. In fact, for the last few months, we've been mighty sick of them. Words of entertainment, words of enlightenment. All these words, words which we find on the battlefield of our hearing, seeking to hold our attention captive, to seduce, to entice, to convince, to conquer. Words, words. There's an old adage that goes, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me." Well, now that sounds very smart. And you know, my mama was convinced of that. But nothing can be further from the truth. For beloved, there is power in your words. Power, because words can lift and words can knock down. Words are the ambassadors to the soul. Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you are spirit and are life." Words. Words can upgrade and words can downgrade. Words. Words can degrade. Words can heal. Words can kill. Words can gladden. And words can sadden. Words. Words. Words can bless and words can curse. Words can stir things up, cut things up, or smooth things over. Words. King Zedekiah, instead of getting in step with the divine truth, ignored the words of Jeremiah the prophet as they rang forth with echoes of reality. Nothing new here. Beloved, most people don't like preachers who disturb and challenge them. Most folk don't like preachers who confront and convict them. But that's the only kind of preaching that is worthy to be called preaching. Any preaching that is all smiles and no trials, any sermon that is all adulation and no tribulation, any preaching that only gladdens yet never saddens, that's all tears and no hills, well, that's the kind of preaching, that kind of preaching, Lord, is inadequate and uncertain, unrealistic. To be called a word from the Lord. Let me tell you that Easy Street and the King's Highway, they both run in the same direction. On Easy Street, you have short-term pleasure with long-term pay. On the King's Highway, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. On Easy Street, you may gain the whole world, but you will lose your soul. On the King's Highway, there may be suffering and sacrifices for a time, but there'll be a robe and a crown and a well done down the road. You know, it's funny, Jeremiah had been sending out God's message, but no one wanted to hear. Nobody was interested. Now Zedekiah, cornered by a crisis, now he wanted to know if there's a word from the Lord. Now he's willing to listen. And you know, that's how many of us are even today. We won't listen to the preacher or anyone else until we get ourselves into trouble. As long as we're doing all right, as long as things seem to be going along smoothly, we're not really interested in anything anyone has to say. We don't want to hear if there's a word from the Lord. The preacher can't tell us nothing. Most of us could stand adversity better than we could stand prosperity when we were poor and didn't have anything. We knew how to go to church. We knew how to whisper a prayer. We knew how to praise the Lord. But then something happened. God began to bless us. He gave us jobs. He gave us somewhere to live. He gave us someone with whom to live. He blessed us with cars and clothes and money and position. And all of a sudden, we became too big for God. We became too sophisticated to praise the Lord. We became too high-minded to say amen. Well, we need the Lord when we are all the way up on the mountaintop, just as we do when we're all the way down in the valley. The pastor, the deacons, trustees, all of us need the same grace as that person out on the streets. The members in the choir, the ushers and nurses, they all need the same Holy Spirit as the janitor who cleans the Lord's house when we leave. Whether your destination is the White House or the poorhouse, when you get to where you're going, you will still need a word from the Lord. The Lord. The Lord, you remember him, don't you? You know, He's the one who made you in his image. The Lord. He's the one who knows all about you. From the very top of your head to the soles of your feet. The Lord who knows your down sitting and your uprising. The Lord, the one who wakes you up each morning. The one who gives you provisions for your golden years, enabling you to roll on just a little while longer. The Lord, the one who gives you the activity of your limbs. He's the one who turns burdens into blessings. He turns stumbling blocks into stepping stones, mistakes into miracles. The Lord, he turns sad times into glad times. Well, beloved, this wasn't the first time Zedekiah inquired of the Lord. But Zedekiah, just like us, closed his ears because he didn't like to hear what he didn't hear what he wanted to hear. Many people get angry with the doctor for telling them they're sick. They blame the messenger for the message. And instead of taking God's advice, instead of taking counsel from God's man or woman, they would rather fool around with root doctors than deal with a bona fide physician. They would rather hear a quick fix solution from those who had profited to make a profit. The blood-stained cross of Christ tells us we have to put down our old life, our old way of thinking, our old way of doing before we can pick up a new life. Zedekiah asked the prophet, "Is there any word from the Lord?" Well, now, this implies that the king of the country had lost contact with the King of Kings. He couldn't get in touch with God himself. So he asked the prophet, "Is there any word from the Lord?" Some aspects of life, beloved, are so private, so personal, that each of us needs to know how to get in touch with God for ourselves. And thank God we can do that. We can get in touch with him for ourselves. We can talk to him for ourselves. He's always there. He hears us when we pray. He inclines his ear to us, loving us. There is no substitute for knowing the Lord for oneself. Now, I don't know about you, but I've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. Oh, Lord, he has never failed me. Good religion does not come by way of bloodline. It comes by way of prayer line. And okay, all right, sometimes what we hear from God isn't what we want to hear. Sometimes strong winds blow, enemies rise up against you, trials of doubt and despair darken the sky. Sometimes the stars of hope lose their grip on the bosom of midnight. But when life comes tumbling down around you, you want to be able to sing blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, because we are heirs of salvation. We're purchased by his blood. Now, I don't know about you, but this is my story. Well, well, well. Zedekiah put his question to the right person. He had sense enough to know that to send for the prophet. Now, I'm convinced that America's ailments cannot be altered until she sends for the prophet. All else has failed. And the prophet, well, the prophet is someone who confronts the afflicted and afflicts the comfortable. The prophet is someone who lifts up his voice like a trumpet and sounds forth the music of eternity. Whether we want to hear him or not, the prophet is someone who is inspired by the Holy Ghost. Fire is shut up in her bones. A prophet is one who is appointed and divinely anointed. Is there any word from the Lord? Oh, yeah. Yes, there is a word from the Lord, a charge to keep our head. A God to glorify. If we preach the word, lives will be changed. If we preach the word, lost souls will walk beneath the rainbow of divine salvation. If we preach the word, God will raise up friends who will stand by us when we are right and who will love and forgive us even when we're wrong. Is there a word from the Lord? You just have to learn how to listen. And like Moses, you may hear a divine commission to set the captive free from a burning bush. Or like David, who hears essence of God's word while working in a sheep pasture and declares, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Or like Isaiah, who hears God's word in the midst of a worship service and replies, "Here am I, Lord, send me." There's a word from the Lord which says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." There's a word from the Lord which says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." If you are burdened down, there's a word from the Lord. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Are you troubled or confused? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the sustainer of my soul." You know, beloved, some 30-odd years ago, when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, I remember newsboys stood on street corners and cried out, "Extra, extra, read all about it. The king is dead. The poor man's friend is dead." And here, some 30-some years later, the battle of good against evil is still raging, still going strong. But I've stopped by here today to bring you this piece of news. Today, I become a newscaster. Now, I don't work for NBC. I don't work for the New York Times or the Washington Post. But, Lord, I am one of God's messengers. And I have good news. Extra, extra. The king is not dead. He lives. He lives. Extra, extra. The king is alive. It's true he hung on a cross. It's true he bled and died. But one Sunday morning, he rose. One Sunday morning, he rose with all power in his hands. He rose. He rose. And now we have a right to the tree of life. Now there is absolutely nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Extra, extra. He lives. He lives. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, life is now worth living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there a word from the Lord?
Glory be to God. She's already told you there's a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Our Savior lives. Thank you, Lord God. And because he lives, there is no fear in the life of the believer. This is your call to discipleship. If there's one who does not know the Lord Jesus and the pardon of their sins through his shed blood, I'm asking right now. He lives. She gave you the good news. He lives. There's the word from the Lord. It's because he lived, you can live. You don't have to stay in that place that you're in right now. Jesus loves you. How do I know? Because the Bible tells us so. So search your heart. If you don't know him, come forth right now. We'll give you word, because word we have. Amen. Second invitation. If you know him, but you're living in a backslidden state, don't stay there. There is no heaven living in a backslidden state. There's only hell. So right now, this is your opportunity to tell God, I'm sorry. And God, I want to live right. So if that's you, please come forward. Third invitation. If everything else is